I know, but you never know. But
this is October.
Yes.
And well, they also mentioned extending the date. What were the what extension on the date you said to?
The contractor asked for an additional 3 months. I'd say that so realistically, the work could probably be done in the next 4 to 6 weeks, depending on equipment ordering and part delivery.
But it could be a carryover into the 2020 budget.
That was my question.
Right.
Yeah. And Branson probably will be, too. I talked to Mike Ray, and they're trying to get the request together for their $600,000, but I don't know if they'll have all of that or not. And I discussed that with Brad.
I stand corrected. This is November. I'm behind a month.
Yeah, no, that's fine, but it's closing pretty quick, so that's why I talked to Mike Ray last week, and they're trying to get a request together for their monies, but they may not have all of it to request before, so it might have to be a carryover issue as well. But so right now, the $120,000, like I said, the money that we've had here budgeted in 2019 is already for the projects that we anticipated. This was not anticipated, so we'll have to kind of reach in and pull some more money out to fund this. But the money's there, and it won't affect Brad, according to Brad's review of his financial documents and spreadsheets. So, but there is, like Commissioner Williams stated, there is some money left in the emergency fund. Taneyville has yet to bring their funding agreement back to us, the emergency one, but we're looking at $30,000. As a not to exceed, so if $70,000, say theoretically, there's in that. That's uncommitted so far.
Well, and we're not here to discuss the Taneyville number.
No,
or, but yes, no, I know, but I'm going to ask this question, but explain why I'm going to ask it.
Okay,
it's been they've not brought it back yet, and it was stated as an emergency.
I have the agreement. And I went out there Friday, and there wasn't nobody at the office, so I'll try to get the agreement out there to them today so they can sign it and get it back to me so I can get it before the commission. I got it to Pat Keck as soon as I could last week, and she done a quick turnaround for us on that. I just need to get it to Taneyville.
So if that'll come out of this year's budget, you then anticipate we'd have $70,000.
Yeah. They're already incurring some cost and getting the motors replaced and stuff like that as we speak. So, but yeah, that should come out of this year for sure.
Is there anything in these requests when you and the sewer administrator went over it that you feel is a frivolous cost, unnecessary to be taken out? Just in your professional capacity, I'm not putting anybody on the spot personally.
Well, the concrete pad, I mean, it'd be a lot better for operations to have that there, but they haven't had it for years and years. But so it's kind of probably working in a muddy area or something like that, and you know, if it's raining or something, so it would be nice to have that. But they got a contingency built into this one, so that's good. Construction administration. Other than that, I agree with Commissioner Williams. You know, some of these things, you know, I would think there would have been a contingency to start with, but I know the cost was high and everybody was concerned about that. But I think that they're real. Brad, you speak for yourself on that too.
I reviewed all the information I've discussed at length with Sean, the list of improvements. Should be approved in order to round out this project and complete a much needed project for that plan. And the way I look at it, most of these funds probably won't be paid out until next year anyway, so it'll be something that really accounted for next year's budget.
So then when these are completed, you feel that the plan will be what I would want to consider top notch for the, as best that plant can be?
I believe so. There are some other requests that Sean and city have submitted for next year, and maybe even into 21 regarding the headworks and a grit removal system. That would be very nice to have at the facility, but John and I have been kind of reviewing all the municipalities' requests for next year.
Because the budget's going to be getting tighter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the
on the grid system, they're asking for a cleaning of the effluent pump station. Would we want to do that before we install the grid?
That the grid headwork project can't speak more to this. That'll be relocated.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty significant project similar to what Hollister went through, you know, a year or so ago.
Doesn't that increase your capacity without having to increase environmental impact?
Not necessarily, really. I mean, it'll definitely be an improvement as far as the equipment protection and your handling abilities. Removing some of the grit could help out in the
volume, not capacity, but okay.
Yeah. Your clarifiers are basically your capacity limiters, basically the size of your clarifiers. But yeah, taking that grit, I'm sure that, well, like most of the facilities that don't have the grit removal, I'm sure they deal with a lot of grit that takes up volume in your structures for sure. As well as the abrasiveness on the pumps and equipment, too. So.
Who receives the construction administration and observation? Is it fees?
That'd be our fees.
Okay. Is that guaranteed $10,000, or is that dependent upon how long it takes to do the actual oversight?
That would be a not to exceed. I would limit our construction observation to keep it under that number.
So they said they asked for additional 3 months? They can probably get it done in a month?
So it's part delivery is where the 3 months comes in. I think it's probably 3 or 4 weeks worth of work at the most.
Something tells me if... never mind.
So that could also bring the $10,000 down.
For the contingency or for the administration?
For the administration.
The administration.
Right. So if our guys are not on site, as long as they would anticipate, we would need to incur all that cost.
Mm-hmm. I think there's an hourly charge for your inspectors to be on site. Mm-hmm. I think the city was looking for a nod from the commission today so you could begin change orders with the contractor.
Right.
And then if we do proceed, we'll have to do an amendment to the funding agreement, which I can put that together pretty quickly and get that into Pat Keck, and it'll have to come back before the commission to be fully approved and officially approved. And that's
well, we have a change order in front of us, right? We have a proposed change order in front of us.
We've got a proposed change order, yes, sir. We don't have the funding. We don't have the addendum to the funding
agreement, but we have a proposed change order.
Yes, sir.
So if we approve the proposed change order, then you can get the funding agreement started.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can approve to fund the change order.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be an amendment to the existing agreement. And then they can proceed with their contractor to get that paperwork in place.
So do you guys want to, if we were to do this, do you just want to approve the proposed change order labeled as one? And that allows them to move forward with the documents we need to fund it.
And you're saying the actual change order could be different? This is proposed.
The dollar amount wouldn't change, if that's what you're asking. The dollar amount presented here is what the dollar amount would be as a request on the funding agreement.
But the end request for reimbursement could maybe change.
I would expect it to be
because of your inspection hours or something like that.
Wouldn't
that
be more.
The contractor's amount probably wouldn't change.
Well, there's also that contingency. So
yeah, the contingency's in there as well. Yes, sir.
So we're just approving the proposed to begin the work to do the proposed change order
to get the funding agreement.
Pardon?
To get the funding agreement.
Yeah. Okay.
Work started.
Move to approve the proposed change order labeled as change order one for the Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility request for additional sales tax funds.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Sorry, bro. Sure.
you. I relay the information to our board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I bring to you three occupancy abatements. Abatement numbers 205-800,
205-801, 205-802. I'd like to vote first on the 800 and 801 as the occupancy. I've spoken to the assessor on that. If you've had time to look at them, I would call the 205-800 and 205-801, if you want to call those Exhibit A.
With this few amount, you just want to label.
I'm sorry, what? Just label?
Yeah.
Under the occupancy.
There's only three. So what are you wanting to...
The third one, if we're doing it according to what we've been advised on the reasoning, the third one should be labeled under erroneous assessment because it has with it a letter from the customer saying that it was missed in 2019. It was bought in 2018. So it should actually be 137-270 statute, the erroneous assessment, according to what we have been told by.
So you're wanting to... I'm sorry, guys. I don't remember. Can you relabel it, or is that one you have to actually... Do we need to deny it so you can change it? Or is that one you can relabel in the system?
We now can relabel them in the system.
Okay, so do you want to...
That's the reason for that. I knew it was... It's just right. Making it totally correct.
All right, so do you want to... Are we going to relabel it through us, or do they need to relabel it, represent it?
I was going to make the motion as that, and they will relabel it then in their systems where I understood it.
I'm ready to vote.
Did you second the motion?
He said go for it, so go ahead and make your motion.
Exhibit A, 205-800 and 205-801 for today's date, whatever it is.
For November. Today's for November.
November 4th.
For us non-military, for us civil, that'd be November 4th.
November 4, 2018.
19.
I make the motion to approve under the occupancy statute. I said...
19. Okay. We need to say 2019.
What did I say?
You said 2018.
18.
Oh, gosh.
You're not the end of your
life. Oh, boy. Okay. I move to approve abatement number 205-800, 205-801, that I'm calling Exhibit A for November 4th, 2019.
Second.
No second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Tough one. I move to approve abatement number 205-802 under statute 137-270, erroneous assessment, on November 4th, 2019.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I was trying to make Melanie a year younger. If she's listening.
All right. Taney County insurance discussion. I don't have any.
We've got set for 10 o'clock upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even look at that. Oh, yes. We'll be in recess till